to say? Does that look like?
So we will say.
Questionable?
No, I think queer.
Queer.
Does that word change
its meaning
lately
in your mind?
Yes.
In what respect?
In use with people, particularly young men.
Oh, I see, okay.
Now
the word used to mean some kind of deviation or something, rather than just peculiar, just strange. Someone who's easily offended is, you might say, he's awfully rude.
Well, not too touchy or sensitive.
Okay, good.
A person who was awfully touchy, and so in
someone,
then you say he got awfully
upset?
Yeah. Okay.
That's upset when you want them to,
take it easy. You might say take it easy.
Keep calm.
Okay. And say, I'm really what? I worked all day and I'm really
exhausted.
Okay.
Worn out.
Okay. The little girl had to go home from school early because she was sick at school. She
got sued.
All right. And do you ever use the expression by and by? What in what context?
In an indefinite term. Like by and by, I'll do it. Wake him up.
Okay. And doctor gives you some pills.
And he comes back. Later in the
broth, there doesn't seem to be any missing.
What? Say, you haven't you
worked your medicine yet?
Taken?
Yes, I...
This morning, I...
took my medicine.
Okay. Person can't hear. He's
deaf.
And person is out on a hot day working hard. Say he what a lot. He
sweated a lot.
Okay. And a name for a large discharging sore.
An ulcer?
Yeah. That's the kind of thing. Except this is something that, sore as a...
boil?
Yeah. Now what about the substance inside a boil? That's
a pus.
Okay. And person, his hand was infected. You say his hand...
swelled?
Yes, it was really...
swollen.
Person was shot with a gun and he received a bullet...
wound.
And if the... the flesh, around the edge of a wound... you don't hear this word much anymore, but around the edge, the skin is has to be cut away. You know what that was called?
No.
Proud flesh?
I've heard of proud flesh.
Okay. Is that the way you'd describe it, or is it...
Well, I described the infected flesh around the wound.
It's actually infected itself. Uh-huh. Okay. Might put mercurochrome on a cut, or you might put
iodine.
Yeah, and something you take. It's used for malaria.
aspirin? No, wait. Quinine.
Yeah. Person is no longer alive, just say he...
The patient what?
He's no longer alive.
He's dead.
Yeah, he...
Died.
Yeah. Any crude terms for this, or jocular terms?
Passed out.
Okay.
Well, I don't think that's jocular. Passed away.
No, that's more vague. Yeah. You know.
Kicked the bucket.
Okay. Someone says, what caused that person's death? You say, I don't know what he died.
Of.
The place where a person is buried.
Grave.
Yeah, but now that's the whole area.
Cemetery.
Okay.
The coffin.
All right.